different here. I get to say amazeballs. Well, again, good morning, everyone. So today, here we are. What happens in January is that we do something called back to basics. We go back to basics. And what that means is we like to steep the year in the foundation of our spiritual principles and the teaching that we follow. And so last week, we started talking about our relationship to God and what we believe God is, that divine presence, not the Santa Claus God on a cloud that's going to judge you if you're good or bad. It's the power and the presence of life itself, that creative force that has brought forth all things. So we see it a little bit differently. We started with that last week. And so as I went through my week and started to prepare for this Sunday, I came across I went to a minister's meeting and with religious science and unity ministers in San Diego, the Boulder Together meeting. And as I was there, one of the ministers was sharing an experience she had with her six-year-old on New Year's Day. And on New Year's Day, Unity Center of San Diego, they've got this beautiful retreat center with a big labyrinth, and they have this big event. And so this other minister from Unity of San Diego, she brought her family and went to that. And so she was walking around with her first grader, and I guess the first graders this year have been learning about the Native Americans from the area and how the land was originally theirs and what their lives were like. And so as she was walking with her through the labyrinth out there in East County, she was saying to her, "This is the land of the Native Americans that you were studying, you know," and they had some sort of family connection, like a small little family connection somewhere down there. And she said, "This is the land that your forefathers walked. This is the land where your forefathers lived and where they walked." And the six-year-old looks at her mom and she says, "Are you telling me I have forefathers?" How confusing it is. How confusing it is when we go back to our origins, when we try to understand that. Now, I have to tell you, that was a completely true story. Okay, so all the ones that I tell you that are funny, that are made up, that one was 100% true, and I just felt like I had to tell you that, because I think that that's really cool, you know. So anyways, life is hilarious. And so this week we're starting this is our theme for the year. Life is a spiritual adventure. Live courageously. Are you in for that? I don't even have to start. I don't even think I even have to do the talk, because it's so apparent to us that this experience that we're having is bigger than what we think it is, right? So if we went and just looked at what's happening in the world right now, it doesn't feel like it's your true nature, does it? What's happening out there, what we've been experiencing out in the world right now, does not feel in alignment with who we are and who on the inside we know we are. And so it means that there's a disconnect, that there's something that's off here, and it's how we align with life. Because we need to not look at life as drudgery. We need to not look at life as a chore, as something to weigh us down and try to get through and hope to get our rewards afterwards. That's not what life is. Life is an adventure of your soul, of your spirit, the individual gift that you are. You have come here to live an adventure, a spiritual adventure. And the only way we do that is by living courageously, is by stepping up in courage and knowing that we are greater than we think we are. Now, the only way that we can do that is to know that we are connected to something bigger, to know that that presence that I talked about last week, that presence of God that I talk about every week, and I know I do, that's my job, to talk about God. The reason why I do that is I want to remind us that we are not limited individuals trying to get something accomplished, that we are part of something greater. And when we connect to that and realize that, then courage is something that just allows us to take that first step. When I think of courage, I think of all our amazing first responders, right? I think of our military. I think of those firefighters, especially firefighters who, when everybody's running out, they're running in, right? I think of our police officers. I think of all of those who every day give of themselves and of their lives to make us safe, to make sure that we're cared for and taken care of. But the truth is that those are great ways, and yes, we honor them, and we're so grateful for them. But sometimes it takes courage to get out of bed. Sometimes it takes courage to face what's in front of us. Sometimes it takes courage to realize who we really are. That's the courage that I'm talking about. And it's easier when we remember that we are one with God. It's easier when we align ourselves to that higher presence, that higher truth. So what we've talked about is that we know that God is in, through, and as all things, that presence, that creative force, that we are interconnected. And I love it. I was looking through my daughter's paperwork. We get a folder every Wednesday. I'm supposed to look through all the stuff that she's been doing. And, you know, I'm already fifth grade. I'm already freaking out about the math. They have some new math. There's some whole new math thing. And by fifth grade, I don't understand it. But that's a sermon for another day. But so I was looking through her paperwork. And what I realized is in science, they were going through ecosystems. They were learning about ecosystems. And that's one of my favorite things because it reminds me of the matrix of life that we live in. Because when you learn about ecosystems, you understand that there's this system that everything works together, that everything is intertwined. And so it's easy to realize that this life is, we're one big ecosystem. And if you look at any one specific ecosystem, you can start to understand why those little fish swim on the backs of the sharks, right? I think of that as part of the ecosystem, you know, that they have this symbiotic relationship, that those little fish don't get eaten by the shark because they're just helping them. You know, or those animals in the rainforest that live at the top of the trees in the rainforest, you know, and that they are able to survive at the top of the tree while the other amazing species live below in the bottom of the rainforest. And if you just take one small piece of it. And so what happens when something gets wonky in the ecosystem is that everything else has to move to readjust and rebalance, right? It's part of a whole system. Well, we are part of the ecosystem of God. You are a part of the ecosystem of God. And so that has a couple of ramifications. And what that means is that you are important to it. That we are each an important part of the whole. That life is not complete without our participation in it. Each of us is an individual, an expression, and we bring something special to it. It also tells me that we are supported and surrounded by the whole. By life itself. It's not just us operating alone. We are part of something greater. And so our full expression of who we are, our true understanding of our role in life, and our following through with those inspirations and that divine desires within us matters, not only to ourselves and our well-being and our happiness and accepting all the gifts and blessings for ourselves, but for the whole system. The other is that you matter. Without you, there is an imbalance. Without your participation, there is an imbalance in this system. And it gets wonky, my favorite spiritual word, my spiritual term of wonky. Life gets wonky when we are not leaning into it or participating in it. Ernest Holmes is the founder of religious science. He says this universal life and energy finds an outlet in and through all that is energized and through everything that lives. There is one life back of everything that lives. There is one energy back of all that is energized. This energy is in everything. There is one spirit back of all expression. That is the meaning of that mystical saying, in him we live and move and have our being. So the idea here is to live as though this life is an adventure and not a challenge. And so it takes courage. It takes courage to be hopeful in times that look challenging and dark. It takes courage to stand up for God in a culture and a world that says it's foolish. It takes courage to speak your truth, to be who you are, when others have a different opinion of who you should be or what you should be saying. It takes courage to be aligned with this life. And that's what we're focused on this year. How we can each empower ourselves, open to that divine life that we've come here to live, and begin to speak it into being. Because as we know, that we are called to be a strong expression of God. The Bible teaches us from Deuteronomy, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." And from 2 Timothy, this is one of my favorite Bible quotes of all time. "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he's given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline." We each are much more powerful and much more capable than we give ourselves credit for. Even small steps in courage can make a big, huge difference in the world. I came across a story that I wanted to share with you. And this is from this is about the Orange Revolution from the Ukraine. And this is how it happened. In 2004, Viktor Yushchenko stood for the presidency of the Ukraine. Vehemently opposed by the ruling party, Yushchenko's face was disfigured and he almost died when he was mysteriously poisoned. But this was not enough to deter him from standing for the presidency. Now that's an amazing step in courage, but that's not what the story's about. Because on the day of the election, Yushchenko was comfortably in the lead. The ruling party, not to be denied, tampered with the results. The state-run television station reported, "Ladies and gentlemen, we announce that the challenger, Viktor Yushchenko, has been decisively defeated." But in the lower right corner of the screen, a woman by the name of Natalia Dmitruk was providing a translation service for the deaf community. As the news presenter regurgitated the lies of the regime, Natalia refused to translate them. She said, "I'm addressing all the deaf citizens of Ukraine," she signed. "They are lying, and I'm ashamed to translate those lies. Yushchenko is our president." The deaf community sprang into gear. They text messaged their friends about the fraudulent result, and as news spread of Dmitruk's act of defiance, increasing numbers of journalists were inspired to likewise tell the truth. Over the coming weeks, the Orange Revolution occurred as a million people wearing orange made their way to the capital city of Kiev, demanding a new election. The government was forced to meet their demands, and a new election was held, and Viktor Yushchenko became president. A small act of courage started a revolution in a country. A small act of courage. And how powerful it was to watch that snowball. Without courage, our lives become narrow and our hearts become small. We live in a confined experience of life, and we hold ourselves back not only from accepting the gifts that we deserve to experience, the blessings, the joy, the excitement, the freedom that we deserve in this life, but we also hold back everything around us. We live in limitation. And so not only when we live in limitation, not only does it hold us back, but it holds everyone back. And so there is no someone else gets a lot and I get a little. There's only more for all. When we step into our knowing that we are deserving, when we step into knowing that we are a gift to the world, when we step into our knowing that we are a gift to life. Again, Ernest Holmes says that we suffer not because suffering is imposed upon us, but because we are ignorant of our true nature. So what is it that we're afraid of? Are we afraid of pain, of suffering, of rejection? All of those fears that we carry around are fears. We are afraid that we are not strong enough to handle the pain of life. And again, I'm not pretending that there isn't challenge in life. I'm not up here saying that you can avoid all difficulty or discomfort. I can't promise that to you. But what I can promise is that you're stronger than you think you are, you're more powerful than you think you are, and you can handle so much more than you have ever imagined. Because you are the divine made manifest, and you do not walk alone. You are always supported and guided by God. But we have to practice that. We have to welcome it. We have to align ourselves with it. We need to remember that. That's one of the reasons why at the beginning of the year here, we are focusing so much on spiritual practice. The Science of Mind class that I'm teaching starting Tuesday night on meditation really is the beginning step to connecting with the truth of your being. It's a way to practice getting out of the noise of the world and stepping into the truth that is alive within you. And so when you do that, you are able to step out in a new way. You are able to see differently. You are able to hear life differently. But it all takes spiritual practice. And so through our vision boards and our meditations and our classes about stepping into the truth of who you are, like self-mastery, these are all opportunities for you to get to know who you are, to connect with that voice that's speaking and guiding you. Because it's through that that you are able to step out more courageously, more empowered, and more in the light. I want to remind us what Ralph Waldo Emerson said, that there is no great and no small in the soul that created all. There's no great and no small in the soul that created all. Anything is possible for God. And so whatever you're faced with right now, whatever it is that you're going through, whether it's a huge life challenge, whether it's small issues, whether it's just waking up to the fact that you're not happy with who you've become, and anything in between, anything is possible for you. Anything is possible for you. That you don't have to hold on to the past, you don't have to hold on to those ideas of limitation that you've carried about yourself. You can let that all go, but it's going to take some courage. It's going to take courage to open up to who you truly are, so you can let who you thought you were go. As you discover the gifts and the joy and the love that's alive within you, when you find it within yourself, then you are able to share it with the world. But the first step is to go within and connect with it and allow that to be the truth of your being. It takes courage to take action. It takes courage to speak your truth. It takes courage to question when you don't see things the same way. It takes courage to speak up. I'm thinking of those meetings when I used to be in conference meetings and I was the only voice in the room that saw things differently. But I knew I had to say something, and it opened up a whole new door. It takes courage to just be present. Sometimes it even takes courage to just be with yourself in your own mind. It takes courage to love fully and freely and allow yourself to be loved. It takes courage to be creative and to put yourself out there in a new way. And like I said, sometimes it takes courage to get out of bed. So this year, everything that we're doing, everything that we're focused on is supporting us in realizing the power that's right where we are, that we can step into it and then we can step out in a whole new way. We've got a whole new Sacred Circle series that's going to start at the end of the month that's going to take us through the year. We've got classes and workshops every month. Each month, with each theme that we do, there's going to be a workshop that goes along with it, with a spiritual practice and a tool for you to put into practice right away with this. Our first one coming up is that vision board workshop where we open to the greater vision of our life that's coming through. And for all you great football fans, I know that you could do a vision for your team that week so that they can win the Super Bowl the week after. I don't think I'll need to do one for the Patriots, but, you know, whatever. Don't hate me. I can't help it. I was born in Boston. All right. And so for the whole idea here is that we are going on a spiritual adventure together this year in 2019 as we realize that our lives are full spiritual adventures and that we have everything that we need, all of those amazing tools and amazing practices that will support us. We got a video game system for Christmas, and it's one of those things that I have been. I'm like a earth crunchy mama, you know, who I do all of that wool stuff, and my daughter plays with all natural things. And when she was little and everything, I was a Waldorf mama, and so to get a video game system was like huge for us, you know. And so my daughter's not as interested in it as I am, which is very funny. And so we've been playing these games, these adventure games, and it's been sticking in my head because one of the things that happens is as you go through the adventure, you find, like, sometimes something will pop up and you'll have to dig or look around somewhere in the video game to get a special tool. And so either, you know, in the Brave game, it was either a sword or a bow or, you know, some life potion or something, you know. So in games are different things. But that's how I'm thinking about this year, is that each month we're going to walk through this adventure and get another tool for our pocket so that we can survive and we can win and we can live big, right? That's the idea of it. And so we have all of these different experiences and ideas for you to fill your toolbox, to fill your experiences so it can support you in creating this life. As Jim shared with us, we are co-creators with the divine. We get to choose. We get to create differently. And it's up to us as to how we do that. Once again, Ernest Holmes says that in the science of mind, he says that our belief sets the limit to our demonstration of a principle, which of itself is without limit. It's ready to fill everything because it is infinite. So it's not a question of its willingness nor its ability. It's entirely a question of our own receptivity. It's about our own receptivity. So I invite you to consider how you define courage in your life and how you can step into it a little more. And as we begin this year, and we begin to realize that this life truly is a spiritual adventure, we step out a little bit more courageously every day. Maybe we speak to that person who we're called to say something to. Maybe we open to receiving something that we haven't even considered before. Whatever it is, in small ways, each day we step out courageously to allow for life to support us. And as we do that, we co-create a magnificent, joy-filled experience, and we go further along on that spiritual adventure. So I'm in for this year. Are you in with me?
Yes.
Absolutely, and so it is.